I mean, I am because so my dad is a huge Hawaii, a University of Hawaii fan.
Right.
So he everything they did, he would watch. Before KHNL was showing their games, we would be at every Saturday. He wouldn't get season tickets. He would go every week to buy North End Zone tickets, which is the cheaper tickets, and then we would be there. He would also get from my cousins, and one of my cousins to this day at my dad's funeral mentioned that that he is now a University of Hawaii fan because of my dad. And he said that he noticed my dad watching. So it was myself, my brother, my three cousins, sometimes four or five other cousins, enjoying as like little kids, like 7 to 12 year olds, enjoying the game and being there. And back then we were throwing stuff at the on the field, you know, like touchdown, and there goes the cassette tape.
You're
Yeah, you know, like
throwing a tape,
not the tape. You take out the
like
spool with the actual magnetic tape, and it was like streamers. You'd throw it, and then it would just leave a long trail. Some people would roll up newspapers and confetti.
right. Throw
Back
in
in the
there.
day, yeah, back in the day in the 80s, when you watched the University of Hawaii game, you saw garbage all over the field because every time they scored, we would throw stuff at. So,
Don't you feel like it was a waste of tape in the 80s though? Like you could have recorded a mixtape with that for your what? Whoa. Whoa.
sorry.
Answer it. Answer it. Who is
No.
it?
The name popped up, and I'm not answering that. It's nobody you guys know. I don't
Okay.
think this person, I won't say he or she, I don't think this person listens to the podcast anyway. So they won't be like, hey, I called you, and I guess you was busy, but then I listened to your podcast, and I heard you ghosted me.
I
I
could
didn't.
hear you ignoring me.
I didn't because today is Thursday, October 5th. So wasn't you, somebody else. Just in case this person listens to the episode.
Want you guys
See,
to
I knew
know.
COVID made time work weird.
Just want you to know on October 5th. Joe Biden became president.
Again. And neither do the guys with issues. Yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 20. Is it episode 20? Already? Man, we're moving along. Yeah. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Guys with Issues Hawaii's podcast, where you listen to us discuss current events, whether it's October 5th or December 15th, you know, ballpark figures. We discuss the news, unlike the actual news people in Hawaii, where they have to candy coat everything and do all these fluff pieces. Not us. We get to the straight, in your ass, no Vaseline story, and we don't candy coat jack squat.
Time is just a construct from humans.
Yes.
Yes,
Anyway,
Neil.
so welcome to the episode. My name is James Monte. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha
What up, suckers?
and Chad Wago.
I feel like we may have different definition of fluff pieces.
Oh. Some pieces to fluff. So anyways, welcome, welcome, welcome. Congratulations to, I'm going to say Jill Biden.
Yeah, congratulations to Dr. Jill Biden.
Dr. Yeah. Jill Biden, thank you. And President-elect Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
who's actually, so I guess the Supreme Court is basically saying, stop it. He won the election, and let's just move forward.
Not just the Supreme Court, the Electoral College.
Ah, yes.
The real one, not the alternative Electoral College.
Yes.
Can we quickly touch on that? Because that is a weird concept.
The Chad, alternative Electoral College?
Yeah. Republicans
were just like, oh, yeah, no, we have our own Electoral College with hooker and blackjack. They literally like set up this fake Electoral College to be like, no, look, it's that's the Electoral College, and they're saying that Trump's the president. And it's like, no, that's just a couple hundred randos.
Yep.
This is just like Rand Paul's board of ophthalmology.
It's really weird. I feel like we're living in a weird time where it almost feels. I mean, I know it's delusional because it mm-hmm. is. They're lying.
Mm-hmm.
They're making up things. They're doing this whole little cosplay Electoral College stuff. And I don't know how to feel. I feel like. Have you guys watched the ending of Requiem for a Dream?
No. Oh. I've never watched the beginning or the middle either.
Oh. You really should. At least one time in your life.
One part of those, you should try it out.
I should try at least one of them. The beginning, the middle, or the end.
I think if you at least go to two-thirds of it,
mm-hmm.
You maybe watch one of the other thirds that you may not have wanted to watch.
Okay, so if I do a little bit more than just a tip, I'm going to want to go all the way.
Yes. Ooh, but then once you get to the end, you're going to be like, Russell, why did you ask me to bone this thing?
If that's your first thing on your mind after you finish, I think you need to concentrate on who you're finishing with first. And then maybe thank Russell on the car ride home or something.
Focus on the job at hand.
Yeah. And then you can, after all that's done, then you can question our friendship.
So you were saying?
I'm just
anyway,
saying.
So the ending of Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, no, what I'm basically saying is that it feels like we're watching like an Alzheimer's patient, someone who is lost in reality. But just many people who are lost in reality. It's like you're in a like an old folks home almost, where people aren't all there anymore, you know? And it's just, you're frustrated, but you're sad. You're just sad for them too. It's like,
mm-hmm.
well, what don't you, you just cannot comprehend. But I know your brain is working, it's functional and not that of a Alzheimer's patient who is losing it.
Mm-hmm. I know just, there's no real damage there.
Right.
It's not like kind of dementia too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I would say it's more in line with dementia. I apologize. That's a better example.
Because what you were talking about, I was like, is Russell watching inside my house for the past 2 years? Because that's what I was living in, man. And it's still like, not to get all personal with mom, but like, we can have an argument about something, and I don't know which side of the argument she's on, she's for. Because it will go and be like, Mom, leave the garbage. You already took it. Like she has a, so my brother used to take out the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So when he passed, that was somewhat like her connection with him, that she would take out the garbage maybe for him or... Mm-hmm. As she walked to take out the garbage, it was something that they were doing together, maybe in her mind. But so I'm like, Mom, you keep throwing away the garbage. It only has like one thing in it where the bags cost money. So stop. And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, okay, so don't throw it away. But I have to throw it away. I was like, but it's not full. She's like, I know. So why are you throwing it away? Because I have to throw it away. But it's not full. I was like, I know it's not full. I told you it's not full. So why are you throwing it away? I was like, I don't know. And she goes like, I don't know. I was like, okay, so go put it back. She says, okay. So she goes in the kitchen, comes back out with the bag again. Where are you going? Go, I'm going to throw away the garbage. She's like, but it's not full. She's like, I know it's not full. So don't throw it away. I'm not going to throw it away. So where are you going? I'm going to throw away the garbage. And then these 20 minutes has gone past. And my sister is just watching the show like she's watching some crappy tennis game and just back and forth. Like, what the hell? I love her, but some days are better than others. I just say that.
It's like the Mane version of who's on first. Huh?
who's taking out the garbage? I don't know.
It reminds me of now I have a better example other than Requiem for a Dream. Rick James, the Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Story.
Someone do that?
When he slapped Rick James and he's like, what'd you hit me for? He's like, you hit me. That was weeks ago, motherfucker. He's like, no, it wasn't. Did I hit you? Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Ladies, show Charlie Murphy your tits.
It's like, I mean, it's frustrating like that. You're like, you know they know, but they don't want to believe.
The thing that's really crazy about it is for the last like 4 years, these people that are now living in their own alternative reality where they have decided like, no rules and logic and laws, none of that matters, just what I believe. Like, they're the ones that are telling us, doesn't matter what you believe, these are the facts, for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that were accusing us of having Trump derangement syndrome. And it's like, I don't know. Right about now, you're the one who seems kind of deranged.
Mm-hmm. Let me try one more example. I'm going to go for one more example to try.
Swing for the fences.
One more time, I'll swing for the fences. Okay. It's, shit, I forgot it. For real. I'm not.
Well, go ahead and think about it.
Example? Are we getting meta?
Oh, my God. I had it in my head, too. And then I forgot it.
Was it another movie?
No, it wasn't another movie. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
It's like that old man that when people were saying wrestling was fake, mm-hmm. and he says, no, it's real to me. It's real to me. How's that example? Did that work?
He would be wearing a MAGA hat, right?
I mean, the video was close enough.
I can kind of see how, like Trump's reality is kayfabe.
Yeah, that's meta for this podcast, because not everybody knows what kayfabe is. But yes, it's frustrating. To button this up, it's frustrating because they know what the reality is, but they don't want to believe it.
That's the thing that's scary for me. It's like, okay, so you do know that science exists and facts exist, and there's things that can be proven and that exists. But why are you sticking to this fairy tale belief of
so many different things?
Yeah, like, no, I don't care. I flew. I know. I put my arms out and I started flying in the sky. Yes, I did it. I believe. Yes, and Donald Trump is president. And yes, and no, he believes in Jesus Christ.
And when I was flying, I saw the flat earth. I saw the edge.
I actually went around the earth by going down where it ends at the Pacific and comes back up in the Antarctica, and I flew back home. It only took 30 minutes. It's not that big of a world. So the vaccines are out. Speaking of technology, the vaccines are out.
Yay!
Not, I think the first person in the U.S. that got it was in, was it New York City?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was a nurse. I'm not racist. But when I saw it as a black woman, I was like, it made me think, being, you know, a brown person, did they, because you can't just go, okay, line up, and everybody lines up. Oh, look, you're in front, you go first. I'm pretty sure somebody selected, especially for the first person. Like, it's not just a random thing. I go, hey, pick a number from 1 to 800. Yay, Kevin, you win. But this is a black woman. Mm-hmm. Got the first one in the United States. And I wonder if it was somebody who's in charge or was able to make these, or maybe a group of people made this decision. Was it something that was thought about? Hey, let's pick a black person, a black woman. Or was it random and it just so happens to be a black? I mean, I think even if it was selected, I think that, you know, I don't have any problem with that. I was just curious.
I don't think that there's any problems with it either. Like, but there is an optics thing about this where it's like, it's not necessarily just like, oh, look, we're helping minorities.
Mm.
Like, remember, like, it wasn't that long ago that the U.S. government was experimenting on black people.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, having a black person be the first one to take the vaccine, it's like that can be looked at in a lot of different ways.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think the fact that when they were getting the shots, the vaccines, there was a step and repeat in the back, which is a banner with everybody, you know, the name of the hospitals and all that. Just the fact that they had a banner like that in the back, mm-hmm. something that they would use for a press event, I think they picked her out for a particular reason. Mm. But
you with the sponsors again. Was Lanai's name on it too? Aloha Truck. It's like, wait a minute. It's in New York City. Aloha Truck plate.
Aloha Kia. We used to do the comedy shows. I always thought that'd be really great to actually like buy like a Guys with Issues or a Mars Comedy step and repeat.
Mm.
And then just like have that by the door. So at the end of the show, you know, like the people that are performing can take pictures with the audience.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just wasn't making money, so we couldn't afford it.
Yeah,
whatever profits we're making, I was drinking them.
Yeah, there it is.
Get it by done. Whatever profits I mean, we're making. I mean, like $20 sometimes.
Excuse me.
Mostly negative.
Because I have to take care of the bartender.
Yeah,
that's the main thing. That's the main thing. But I think it's possible that there's like, hey, let's, you know, the climate with the whole thing going on with injustice and systemic racism and everything. Yeah, let's put a black person, and then maybe somebody says, hey, what about female? Why not? Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And then good choice. But so I don't have a problem with that at all. The problem I have is, I think she was on like morning talk shows.
Like before or after?
Oh, after.
Well, I mean,
like today.
Even like, I'm sure everyone was in the UK was interviewing William Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, him and then the woman too. But no, what I'm saying is like,
the fact that you don't even remember the woman's name, but you remember William Shakespeare?
Oh, I think her name was Slutsy McGee.
What?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know her name, so I can't contest that.
There is a possibility that her name could be Slutsy McGee. But my problem was when she's on these shows, and not with her. I have no problem with her. It's like, you know, oh, so you're the first. And then the question was, how did it feel? Like, oh, it's just a little poke. I was like, what did you want her to say? It was a hot winter day.
So, you would think any effects you would have seen it because it was on TV while she was taking the shot, you know?
Yeah.
Wasn't like was it this, that, when was this? Was this today?
It was today, I believe.
Yeah. So, really, she should be on talk shows tomorrow.
Well, it was
going to ask her about the effects.
Oh, right. But to me, it's like, that wasn't a good question. How did it feel? What they should have asked it is, how does it feel being the first person in the United States? Because then you wouldn't get, oh, it's just a poke. You know what I'm saying? How did it feel? Oh, just a little, either just a little prick or a little poke, which is like, yeah, that's how needles work. What did they want her to say?
Big poke.
Well, it was a 22 gauge, and we all know 22 gauge hurt a little more than 12 gauge.
Well, this was the Pfizer one, so it was real cold.
And she goes, all right. I think we discussed it. Would you take it? I would take it when it's my turn.
When it's my turn, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I would say, please, ladies and gentlemen, listening out there, tell your friends and family, we must stay vigilant and continue wearing masks, physically distance, wash hands, and if your doctor allows it, take, you know, proper vitamins to keep your immunity system up. Because just because vaccines exist doesn't mean we're going to get them right away. So we still got to, you know, practice safe physical things.
And if you're somebody who's against the vaccine, then at least do the minimum of, you know, staying safe, wearing a mask, and washing your hands and stuff.
All the stuff that you're supposed to be doing now, don't stop that.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
And
believing.
If you weren't doing that, start. Please.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole.
You know what sucks? And I'm actually pouring out a drink for a friend of mine that lost the battle a few days ago, earlier in the weekend, I think it was, Brother Frankie, who had pre-existing conditions with his kidneys. Caught the virus, and then they put him in a coma, an induced coma, to see if he'll recover. But he didn't come out of it. Very funny guy, sweet guy. If you guys knew him, you guys would love him. He's the guy that would always, as soon as he walked into the room, he was gonna try to make everybody laugh, mm-hmm. and not in an annoying way. He would always make sure everybody was having a good time. He was the life of the party. He was a diehard Niners fan. He's part of a group that they used to do comedy sketch videos on YouTube, and they would enter the Chinatown Showdown. What a Life Productions. You guys can check him out on YouTube. Frank Caressa, just shouts for you, buddy. Love you.
Oh. Also, the first COVID shot was today for Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It was Dr. Lester Moorhead. He was
white guy.
Wow.
I like white people.
Huey.
I also like them. They signed my paychecks.
Yeah.
He worked in the COVID unit at Queens Medical Center. So he was the one who volunteered to get the shot. It makes sense. It would make sense for him to get it. He's a doctor in that unit, and we need to continue to keep him as healthy doctor in that unit to get everybody up and running.
So, I believe they had 800 doses at Queens.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I'm not sure if he already got it, but I know Lieutenant Governor Josh Green was supposed to get it. And I think his family too.
Really?
I think he said on Instagram was that he was going to get it, and then his family too. I'm wondering if because although he's getting it, the people in his house needs to also be vaccinated. I mean, you know, like what do you call it? I don't know. Maybe he could catch something from them. I don't know. But
well, there's still a lot of people out there, especially these anti-vaxxers, conspiracy theorists who are telling others, you know, hey, if you're on, you first, they're saying you first, and then they show you the list of the side effects. So I'm sure he is one of the guys who have been pushing for us to get vaccinated. He's setting the example and saying, okay, I will go first. So fair enough. We're supposed to get 81,000 doses of the vaccine this month. So that should be enough to immunize every healthcare worker in the state.
And I think that's important, and that's good. That's what they need to, the people that real heroes, that's the one thing about the pandemic that has, I guess, brought to light that these are heroes right here. You know, I know the money all goes to the athletes or the rock stars or the celebrities, or, you know, look at these people that actually fought for your health or your family's health, and even though you didn't get sick, they would have still taken care of you did. So these are people that are waiting for whoever gets sick or whoever needs help, they will help, even though they risk getting sick themselves, because there was no vaccine at the time. It's not like AIDS where, you know, as long as I don't get your blood into my blood, you know, this is something that you can talk to them and then, you know, face to face, and they get sick. So they was really risking their lives. And thank you to all of you frontline healthcare workers and social workers that, you know, would help those who didn't have the access or understanding or education of how this thing works, how it affects, you know, people. So I know a lot of my people had social workers reach out to them and talk to them, and some of them didn't speak English very well. And it's not just Samoans, it was also a lot of other Pacific Islanders that needed understanding or education about what what's happening. So
do we know what the order is? Like, obviously we want the frontline healthcare workers, if they want the vaccine, they should be the first ones to get them. And I believe that people in long-term care facilities is supposed to be number two.
Yep. Yeah. That would be the next tier.
Yeah. And then after that, is it like what? Free for all?
No, those with maybe pre-existing conditions, then those who probably like myself, I don't want to throw any of you guys in that, but that, you know, would check all the boxes as far as being susceptible to this virus. And I would think it would have to be your doctor that would administer it. So like how even what he does with or she does with other vaccines there. Hey, since you're here, you know, if you consider taking such and such vaccine, like maybe the doctor in their mind knew, okay, I have these many people that should get it before the healthy person or the person who, you know, the 12-year-old or that, you know, they'll survive it. You know what I mean? Because that's what I've been seeing online.
I was just wondering, just because it's one of those like where we're talking about when it's our turn, we're going to take it. I have no idea what my turn's going to be.
I think it's going to be a while. I think part of it is because Hawaii isn't doing as bad as the rest of the country. So I think the other states will probably get a lot more than we will. And of course, if you listen, I'm guessing.
Not only does James not work in government.
Yes. James does not work, period. So everything, I'm basically a homeless person just spitting out rhymes on time.
Approximate rhyme.
Yeah. So, yeah, hey, vaccines in Hawaii, vaccines are reaching the rest of the country. Those of you who are afraid of it, just look at England and be like, okay, they're still all right. We'd be all right, too. So let's continue. Get healthy. All right.
Yep. Let's at least at the bare minimum, just, you know, wear a mask, wash your hands, do that bare minimum stuff so we can try and get this out of here so we can return.
I know we're not out of the woods yet, but I do want to mention something about the whole washing your hands thing. Like, obviously, we should have been washing our hands in the first place. Like, that was something where it's like the amount of people that are just like, wait, how long are we supposed to wash our hands? Slightly worrying about people that didn't know how long you're supposed to wash your hands for. But one of the things that I was thinking about the other day is, you know, like, there's signs all over, like, bathrooms, like public restrooms, right? It's like, you gotta wash your hands for so long, sing happy birthday, this and that and the other, right? It's like, all right, I understand that just hand washing as a general practice is good. It stops you from preventing the disease. It stops you from spreading the disease. And also, it's just a good idea to begin with. But I don't think that there's COVID on my dick.
How do you know that?
Let somebody taste. Let somebody, because it's the, what is it? Isn't it the fluids that carry it? So it might spit out some things that you're not aware of. And then somebody
my
else
dick goes,
God damn!
Coronavirus! That dick is real! So, but you're right about the washing hands, because there's, so now that everybody's washing hands, and so, like, I always wash my hands because ever since I started driving the bus and realizing how dirty a lot of things are, that, you know, just in general public, you touch you're walking a staircase, you grab that handrail, that thing is filthy. And I drove the bus and the steering wheel is filthy. Like, before I drive, I wipe that steering wheel down. I look at the paper towel. It's black. And it's like, then you go wash your hands after work and you look at the sink and it's all dark. It's like, wow. So ever since then, it's like, I got to wash my hands all the time. But then now I see other people washing their hands and I get to see how they wash their hands. Now, here's the thing that bugged me. And I told this person next to me, I said, hey, so you just put soap in your hands. So, you know, you squeeze the liquid soap into your hand and then you throw your hand under the water and you just rub your hands together. Didn't you just rinse off that liquid that was in there? Shouldn't you, like, wet your hands, put the liquid, suds it up front, you know, and then the whole thing with in between the nails, yada, yada, the thumbs, and then rinse it. You go, oh, this is how I've always done it. Yeah, that's wrong.
Well, you've always done it wrong.
Sorry to tell you, you've always been doing it wrong.
Yeah, because it's like you're basically just wetting your hands and that soap liquid that was in your palm just whooshed down to the sink. And
so it's just...
Yeah.
It's a Pulp Fiction action. Man. I was like,
you saw me wash my hand.
I saw you get them wet.
That's exactly it. That's it right there. That's it. I mean, wash your hands properly, please.
Mm-hmm. My 4-year-old son has he sings he washes his hands and sings happy birthday, but it becomes like the world's fastest happy birthday. I'm walking by the bathroom and hear him washing his hands. He's like, "Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you!"
Okay, bye.
That's funny.
Don't be like a 4-year-old, folks.
Yes.
Wash your hands good.
Speaking of washing your hands.
What do you mean, James?
So washing your hands for the pandemic. The pandemic also gave us the $1.25 billion CARES Act
money.
Money.
Yeah, oh, so. Did we finish?
We gotta finish.
I would say that they've spent good amount of it, but I don't think they're spending all of it.
I don't think they spent all of it yet, but I think they're going to spend all of it.
I'll say
yeah
they were saying that they have mostly everything earmarked. The story that I was reading earlier today, apparently Representative Sylvia Luke said that there's probably going to be about $58 million left over that they're just going to throw into the state unemployment insurance fund.
I'm wondering if, so like I did get assistance. So I was unemployed last year when I was taking care of my parents. And then I was receiving unemployment. And then this year during the pandemic, you got that PEUC, which was the pandemic emergency unemployment. The letter C, I don't know what that, forget what that was, but it was to cookie. Help you. Yes.
C is for cookie.
And that's good, good enough for me. Yeah. So it was a pandemic emergency unemployment cookie. And so I did get that. And then it came out that you, people who are unemployed can apply again to get some more assistance. Mm-hmm. And I got a letter saying to apply. I applied and it said that I didn't, I'm not getting it. So not I'm fair. Wondering if the state is going to say, oh, wait. So all those people we didn't, which is what happened to me with the PEUC during the pandemic. They, when I went to apply, what happened was I got a letter. I went online and I was still registered. So I went in and applied and they said that I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Because yeah, I'm not working and I wasn't working for over a year at that time. And then I got a phone call from unemployment. And they said, oh, go ahead and apply for these dates because you do get it. So I'm hoping that it will be, you know, that somebody will give me a call and say, hey, so go ahead and apply for these dates because you do get it. And then I'll get it. I hope so. I didn't get a restaurant card, which expired today. That bummed me out. I didn't get a restaurant card.
Currently 9:47 p.m. right now. It concludes at 11:59. You know what's going to be horrible? If you're in that Taco Bell line at 11:58 and the car in front of you just like, wait, I don't know if I want to order that. One moment, please. If you're just like, I don't know.
You guys still have shredded chicken or Mexican pizzas?
Or it's 11:30 and you get there. You're like, well, plenty of time. We're the next car. And the car in front of you has all $500 left. And they go, I'll take 450 Doritos Locos Tacos, please. And you're sitting there waiting like, man. 11:45 Now, what's going on over there? And then you get to the window at midnight, and you're like, I was in line, man. I was in line.
Isn't this like voting? Don't you have to let me go if I was in line?
I didn't think about that. The drive-through lines must be crazy right now.
Oh, makes me kind of want to go check it out, huh? To go see it. Because I will tell you this. The Popeyes line was long on my way home today, but in general, the Popeyes line is always long. Yeah. But this one seemed a little bit longer than usual for about 7 o'clock at night.
Which Popeyes?
Pearl City.
Okay.
Oh, there. That's the one up down by my house. But that one, you're right. Usually, it's busy, and it's probably people trying to buy buckets of chickens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'll take an 80-pack. Like, I feel I'm gonna drive by everybody's house I know, and then they're like, "Unga munga Popeyes." I got Popeyes.
I think Popeyes has a weird rule now for in my own personal life, my creed, the way I live. That if a Popeyes drive-thru is empty, I don't care if I'm hungry. I'm gonna go. If you see no cars in the Popeyes line, I might not be hungry, but I'm gonna go anyway because I will be hungry later, and I couldn't.
And there will be a line.
I couldn't pass up a chicken sandwich, man. I just keep it next to me. Like I'll buy two and keep them next to me all afternoon or something until I'm hungry.
Can you imagine when we get when we finally get Chick-fil-A?
I've never eaten there. Is that good?
I'm never planning on eating there again.
I mean, I went through that Raising Cane's, and I don't really care for it.
Oh, Raising Cane's.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is a much, much better restaurant than Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's is like, hey, do you like chicken fingers? Because that's all we fucking got.
And it's not even delicious. Like, if they took the Popeye's chicken sandwich and made it into the Raising Cane's chicken fingers, it would be delicious. But it is not. It is. I tried Raising Cane's once in California. Hated it.
I think they're fine.
To me, it's like, I can go to KFC and get better chicken. You know, so many other places I can get chicken. You know, why settle for this? And but as far as service at Chick-fil-A is what I like, and the Chick-fil-A sauce, the chicken sandwich is good. So I like. I'm not like we need to go as soon as they get here. But I'm curious, Chad, is it because of their political stance that you don't like? Yeah, so I figure a lot of people that don't like them is because of that, their whole holier than thou.
I also don't think that their chicken is anything special.
Mm.
But the main reason why I don't go when I'm given the opportunity is because I just don't want to support them based on the kinds of people that the owners donate to.
Mm. Right, right.
Yo, I'm just happy that either ignorant or Popeye's just doesn't have a political stance, because I would probably Popeye's do
probably donates to both parties, I would say.
And mm. they're racist commercials.
I don't watch TV, so I don't see the
commercials. Just be like me, Russell. Just be like me. So Chad is, what is that?
I try to eat ethically.
Well, you put your beliefs as far as your stance first.
Mm-hmm.
I put my stomach and my taste buds first. Like, boom. All right. Everything else after.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely get behind that statement. Because if you were going to say that I choose to eat ethically, I'd be like, no. Otherwise, I'd be a vegan. Like, I don't want to be a vegan.
Like Chick-fil-A? I'm not in a rush to eat it. You know, because I've... Part of it, too, is their political stance. I'm right there with you, Chad. So that's another one of the main reasons why I'm not in a rush to go eat it, you know. But Popeye's, I've eaten it already. Mm-hmm. So if later on you tell me that they have stances that go against me, I'm going to have a moral dilemma on my hands, you know.
Then you're going to be like me. You're going to look at you're going to see the some people see the devil and the angel on their shoulders. I see my stomach and then my brain. And then I say, get out of here, brain. Let's go, stomach. Let's go get this. Let's get this chicken, boy.
All I'm saying is that I love Popeye's chicken sandwiches. They're so good. Okay. They kill me slowly, but what a lovely death it is.
So to recap,
that's to bring any
funds
back.
Any funds left over as December 28th, the remnants will be transferred to the UI Trust Fund, as stated by Chad mentioned that.
I'm kind of curious whether that's allowed though.
Yeah, that does seem good. That did catch me. Like the $58 million goes to the State Unemployment Insurance Fund. I mean, technically, yeah.
That'd be a great use of it.
Yeah.
But it's like, are we allowed to do that?
I'm sure we could do another round of restaurant cards.
Yeah.
Maybe give James one this time.
Please, because we would be done with it in 2 days.
if they gave a second round of restaurant cards out and they gave it for Christmas and they said, you guys, you got to use this by New Year's.
No, 28, by the 28th.
Oh, yeah, you guys got 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll be like 2 days, because no one's going to deliver them to you on Christmas.
Oh, that's true. Everything, a lot of places will be closed on Christmas. So you have 26, 27, 20, or three, kind of 3 days. But I would be like, can I get two more cards, motherfucker? You want to challenge me? I will be eating. I will lose sleep eating.
If I got one of those cards and that thing needed to be finished at, what, said December 28th?
Mm-hmm.
December 28th, 11 o'clock at night, I'm at the Popeyes line. 300 chicken sandwiches, please.
Oh, no. You got to go before because they close at 9.
That's right. That's so. Right. Oh, now I guess I got to go to Taco Bell then.
Taco Bell. Next to it is Jack in the Box. So, yeah.
400. And I get Burrito Supremes. Can you pull over to the side, sir? Nah.
I know. I hate that. I hate that. When you get over there, can you pull up over there? And then you get there, right? When you get there and you put it in park, the person shows up with your food. And like, what? And I tell them, like, did they just want you to get out? Is that what it is? They say, send Melissa. Damn, I hate her. Tell her to go take this shit outside. Fucking Melissa. Always talking back here. Go take these one order of French fries out to that truck over there. It's like, why? I understand if I ordered a lot. If I ordered a lot, I get it. It's mm-hmm. like, come on, man. I can see my order through the window. I see it. It's almost done. Shit.
And speaking of food.
Oh, whatever are you getting at, Russell?
There was a giant gummy bear that was stolen.
What?
Down in Kakaako.
No.
Yeah. It was a 180 pound replica gummy bear that was overlooking a candy company that was stolen.
Damn.
And so the people who stole it, they were caught on camera. You couldn't see their faces. But it took two people because this gummy bear was
180 pounds.
180 pounds, and it was raised high above. I wouldn't say the roof because it's not on the roof, but
like it was on like story? A little like overhang over the door kind like of
the ledge.
Yeah. So it took two people, one to bring it down and one to toss it to the guy below.
To person.
Get this, yeah, person to get this gummy bear. Stolen and out of here. Someone stole a gummy bear.
So I didn't watch the video. You said that one guy took it off of the ledge and tossed it to the guy in the truck?
No, no, no. He kind of like handed it down. Like, so he put it to the edge and then kind of let it come down. And the guy who was standing below the ledge with hands up, or the person mm-hmm. was supposed to, I guess, catch it and lower and bring it down, but mm-hmm. might have been too heavy because that person looked thin. So 180 pounds went crashing down and it hit a air conditioning unit.
Yeah,
has a dent in it. But they were able to put it in a shopping cart and they rolled away with it. It didn't show that they got into a car.
Right.
The car maybe have, if there was a car, it was parked around the corner or something, but the view was from across the street. So mm-hmm. you can see almost the whole building and parking lot. Mm-hmm. So you can see them roll off in a shopping cart. So not only did they steal the gummy bear, they stole a shopping cart too.
That's right. But the next logical question would be, but why?
That wasn't the next question that I had.
What was your next question?
The next question is where's the gummy bear? Where are you keeping it? What did you do with it after you stole it?
Are you that cool person in your group of friends that has the giant gummy bear in your living room or in your bedroom next to your Pink Floyd poster? With your black light on and all your empty 40 bottles with detergent glowing in them.
Maybe a stop sign or something.
I had a friend who asked me to steal the street sign on the street that I live because it's the same name as his daughter. Thankfully, his wife, because they were both talking to me, when he asked me, the wife was very sensible, but did not know that she was being racist at the same time. She said, oh, you cannot ask Mane to do that. He's not that kind of Samoan. I was was like, okay, thank you for getting me out of that, but fuck you too.
I believe from my that people. That is the next title of your next comedy audio album.
Not that kind of Samoan.
Unga Munga, man. Unga Munga. So, yeah, I think I have a feeling it could be, crackheads? Could it be homeless people? Because it was in a Kaka'ako area. So Kaka'ako Beach Park, which was within a mile of that. So you can roll a shopping cart back to that park. Tent, all the tents set up over there. So you roll it back over there. When you do cleanup, you might find a 180-pound red gummy bear in one of them tents.
I'm just wondering, why would they do that? Like, I can see you steal electronics, you steal catalytic converters because you want to make money from it. You know, I don't think there's like a art gallery, you know, art thieves wanting a 180-pound gummy bear. Especially one that was dropped on an AC and then rolled away on a shopping cart.
Have you talked to a crackhead before? he could have been rolling in that shopping cart like every night, like looking for cans, and it's just going, "Would this fucking bear keep eyeing me out?" What? Why you watch, bro? You watch, bro? And then come December 15th, when his restaurant card is about to expire, he's like, "You fucker, you're gonna expire my card. I expire you, Kimo. We go grab him.
We go eat him.
Shoot, bro. You stole his stuff. You pound him."
Someone there was like, "Oh, bro, I'm so hungry." And they look up and they saw that gummy bear and they're like, "Let's eat that fucker." It's like,
"Boo, what is that? Char siu, cuz." That's on char siu bear, bro. Bring them down. Grind.
Not char siu bao. Char siu bear.
Nom nom, bro. The whole tent city going to grind tonight.
So they haven't found the stolen bear. But in some good news, there was a couple, the Patty Bruce and Patty Wager. That share the commercial space near the candy shop in Kaka'ako. They decided to paint a bear, a gummy bear, in its place. So they recreated it. And now the business has a new bear that hopefully nobody can steal this time.
Oh, although, I think that if they try hard enough.
I'd be really impressed if they do.
If someone does steal that bear, then you know it's not crackheads, and you know it's not someone that just thought that was going to be cool. It's someone who has a grudge.
Well, I don't know, man, because crackheads steal tools, yeah? So they might be rolling around with a mini jackhammer, and then you come back to your store at like at 5 in the morning, and it's like when those cartoon creatures run through the wall. And you look up at your wall and you're like, "What the hell just happened? The bear ran off."
Why is there a bear-shaped outline?
Like he ran through the wall. The Kool-Aid gummy bear.
At that point, it's kind of like, you know what? We weren't supposed to have a bear here ever. So let's just move on. Somebody just write candy shop up there. The candy stuff.
What if those crackheads or those guys who stole it walk by and they see it? "What a fucking bear's back, bro. I thought we didn't eat that fucker."
I'd be like, "See, I told you, Kimo, that fucker eyeing us out, bro." His facial expression more defined now, bro. You on punk, cuz. Boo, oh. Nalo in the house, cuz. Oh, wow.
Some articulate Nalo right there.
Oh shit. So hopefully they catch the people. I mean, let's just so that we know what happened. Because I don't care if they get arrested. I just wanna know what and like why.
I would love to see an interview. Like, I wouldn't press charges, nothing, right? If the bear came, they brought the bear back, I would just like, "Hey, can I interview you? Because I want to know what was going through your head when you thought it was a good idea to steal this bear.
How did you guys come up with the plan? Did everything go according to your plan? So and where did you store the bear?
My cousin Danny Ocean was telling me. But, you know, I mean, what if it's like, remember the movie Colors? Damon Wayans' character? When he was trying to have sex with the rabbit? Maybe it's something like that.
Oh, I wouldn't want the bear back, but... Why is there a hole in the back of the bear?
So, if you guys have any
leads,
yes, please contact the police department and maybe help out, or even the candy shop. You know, we joke around a lot. We tell, you know, we make trouble. We talk trash, but we do care about you. The Guys with Issues loves every one of you. We want you all to be kind to each other. We don't want you to hate each other. One thing we're against is bullying. If you see anyone getting bullied, please try to help in any way you can that you feel comfortable with helping. We're not telling you to be a hero. Maybe if you're at school, tell a counselor or a teacher or someone on the staff. You're in public, maybe call the police or you know, be far away and say, hey, stop it over there. Something might help that person who's being bullied. Maybe become a friend of someone who needs one. Maybe saying hello, sharing a smile, you know, when we can come out of our masks. But something that small can help out anybody who's thinking about hurting themselves because of this, which we would hate to happen. One of the reasons Guys with Issues took a stance against bullying is because we really hate when young people hurt or kill themselves because of something like they don't have cool shoes or they're not hanging around with the right person. You know, and it's not just being beat up is bullying. Being made fun of or being talked about is also bullying. So those of you are feeling like you're being bullied and are being bullied, if you feel like hurting yourself, please don't. Hit us up. The Guys with Issues, we love to talk to you. Find our social media, hit us up. We talked to a bunch of our fans and friends that, you know, maybe they don't come out and tell us they need help, but they just need somebody to talk to. Sometimes that's all that they need. Those of you who feel like you need help professionally, please call the National Suicide Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 800-273-TALK. Or 1-800-784-2433. That's 800-SUICIDE. Those of you on T-Mobile, you can use the new crisis number by dialing 988, send or talk on your phone. Just 988. It's kind of like 911, but this is for crisis. If you're feeling stressed or whatever, give them a call. It's available now on T-Mobile. We want to thank you guys for listening to the episode. We have so much fun doing these podcasts. We're planning on making some additions in the near future. You know, tweaking stuff here and there, hopefully to be able to spend more time with you guys when you're available. If you want to interact with us, hit us up. Looking for us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. As we come around to that, we're going to start posting more on there. Hit the that bell, that notification thing that tells you, hey, there's a new video, because we're going to be putting up more content because we love you. We're not sure if we're going to be doing an episode during the holidays. So if we don't, thank you guys so much for helping us through this crazy year. We've lost friends, family. We lost touch with people who are still alive. You know, reach out to somebody that you haven't talked to for a long time. See how they're doing. Even if it's just real. I talked to somebody today that called me out of the blue. It was nice to hear that person's voice. Maybe you can do that for somebody else. I'm going to return that call later. That I got called on October 5th and see what's going on.
Taking a while for you to return that.
I got that slow game, player. But For myself, happy holidays. Be safe. Wear a mask. Russell, you got anything to say?
Nah, I'm good. Thank you, guys.
Chad?
Thank you for listening to the podcast. God bless you. All the stuff that James said that I usually do. And good night.